Of the Veterans Affairs Committee is now called to order. I'll go ahead and do roll call. William Burks.
Present.
Harry Byron.
Present.
John Curtis.
Present.
Alicia Fuller. Bruce Hayes.
Present.
Ann Hollis.
Present.
Rocio Carey.
Present.
Marcia Woolheater.
Present.
Lorraine Obregón. Lorraine Obregón. Marlon Ruiz.
Present.
Tom Tunks. Tom Tunks. And Alan Young.
Present.
All right. Bruce, can you kick us off with a nice invocation, please?
Father, we come to you with humble hearts. We ask you that you provide us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, so that we may operate in this meeting in a manner that is fit for your presence. We pray this in your name. Amen.
All right. So we're going to go right into item 11, just because we have Terry that's going to be leaving. And we want to make sure we have as many folks here to go into nomination. So our guests, I apologize for that change in the schedule there. Thank you for being understanding. Okay, so real quickly, number 11, the nominations and elections of officers. We're going to do elections this meeting, and we're going to do elections in our January meeting, correct?
Yes.
Okay, making sure I got that right. Okay, so do we have any nominations for chair?
This is Terry Byron. I nominate Rocio Carey.
I'll second it. I'm sorry, Marcia Woolheater.
Okay. Any others?
William Burks?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes, yes.
You? John Curtis?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Marcia Woolheater?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón? Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Tom Tunks? Alan Young?
Yes.
Passes 8-0.
Okay. All right, nominations for senior vice chair.
Who is our current senior vice?
Senior vice, yes.
Now, who is the current?
Yes. That's your microphone. It's hard to hear you a little bit, Terry.
She's asking who the current vice, senior vice is.
Is it? Purple. I didn't even bring my lens to you one, did I? I believe Lorraine is our junior vice chair. No, she's secretary. Is that you, Terry?
I'm the junior vice chair.
Oh, you're the junior vice chair. Okay. So, Ann. Well, we may need a new one then. Definitely. They're obviously not here today.
Um, This is Terry. I suggest we move on to the next office.
It might be Tom, is my guess. I think Tom might be the senior vice chair. Okay. Go on to then junior vice chair. Any nominations?
Did I run for re-election?
You sound a little muffled, Anne. I'm sorry.
Can I run for re-election?
Why not? Self-nominate. Why not? Okay. Do you have a second?
This is for the senior.
I'm nominate you. I second. This is Terry Byron.
Okay. So we had a second. So then roll call, please.
William Burks.
Yeah.
Terry Byron.
Yes.
John Curtis.
Yes.
Bruce Hayes.
Yes.
Ann Hollis.
Yes.
Rocio Carey.
Yes.
Marcio Wohider.
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón.
Yes.
Oh, she's okay. Marlon Ruiz.
Yes.
Tom Tunks. And Alan Young.
Yes.
Passed 9-0. And Chair, I have everybody. I have the elections from last year if you need me to read them.
Okay. I believe it was Tom, right?
Senior chair was actually Henry Johnson.
Ooh, we need one because he left this past year.
Yeah, Henry
That's
Johnson.
Why. Okay. We'll table that then. If we do it for the next meeting, do we have to push the election forward to the next one then?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. All right.
Do you need the other nominations as well that we did last year? Just have them.
I believe we had, obviously, Anne. We had Tom as treasurer. Sorry, Terry.
Terry, yes.
Terry as treasurer. We had Bruce as judge advocate, and then Lorraine as secretary.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. That was the only one I was missing. Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. All right. So let's move on to treasurers. Our current treasurer is Terry, but any nominations so far?
I nominate Terry Byron, Bruce Hayes.
Got a second?
Second, Al Young.
Thank you for that.
William Burks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Terry Byron.
Yes.
Thank you. John Curtis.
Yes.
Bruce Hayes.
Yes.
Ann Hollis.
Yes.
Rocio Carey.
Yes.
Marcio Wohider.
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz. Marlon Ruiz?
He's having technical issues. He's frozen.
Tom Tunks? And Alan Young?
Yes.
Passes 9-0.
And for judge advocate, and our current one is Bruce. Nominations?
Terry Byron, I nominate Bruce
Hayes. Okay. Got a first. Can we get a second?
Second, Alan Young.
Thank you, Alan. Roll.
William Burks?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
John Curtis?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Rocio Carey?
Yes.
Marcio Wohider?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Tom Tokes. And Alan Young.
Yes.
You passes 10-0.
All right. Secretary, did we do nominations for that? Or?
Yeah.
We did? Yeah. Okay. I just didn't see it on the list. I was like, oh, no. Okay. So our current secretary is Lorraine, but nominations?
This is Terry Byron. I nominate Lorraine
Oberon. Bruce Hayes, I will second.
William Burks?
Thank you.
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Thank you. John Curtis?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Rocio Carey?
Yes.
Marcia Wohider?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Tom Tunks? And Alan Young?
Yes.
Thank you. Passes 10-0.
Perfect. All right. I do want to go back and revisit the senior vice chair. That would be why it was nice and quiet when we were talking about that. It looks like our senior vice chair was Henry. Henry had to step down. I'll ask one more time. Are there any nominations for senior vice chair?
Sure, I'll nominate myself.
I have two there. One for Lorraine, and what was the other one?
Al Young.
Al Young.
And then can we hold more than one office at the same time?
I'm sorry? Can we blank?
Can we be in two positions at the same time?
I think it's a good idea.
So somebody can make a second who they want it to be.
Yeah, so I guess whoever's the second will be the tiebreaker, right? So we have Lorraine and Alan Young up for senior vice chair. We need a second for either one to kind of break that tiebreaker.
I'll second Al Young.
Okay, so we got a second from Bruce for Al Young. Roll call.
For Al Young. William Burks?
Yes.
Thank you. Terry Byron?
Yes.
John Curtis?
Yes.
Thank you. Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Rocio Carey?
Yes.
Marcia Wohider?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Marlon Ruiz? Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Thank you. And Tom Tunks? And Alan Young?
Yes.
That passes 10-0.
Yay. So we got all those done. So then elections next meeting, just for those of you that have just joined. So we kind of went into nominations first because we have Terry that needs to drop off. Thank you for that, bringing that up to our attention, Terry, so we can get that out of the way. All right, so now back on track with our agenda to item 3, introduction of our guests. And first up, as always, Maria, on behalf of the Southern Arizona Veterans Health Care System.
Hey, just doing a sound check real quick. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
All right. And then thank you. And then I'll go ahead and project. Sorry about that. I'll share my screen. Okay. Should be able to see my screen. All right. So this is submitted for the minutes also, just in case I do go a little bit too quickly. Please let me know if you have any questions. Again, I'm Maria Nguyen. I'm the interim director at the Southern Arizona VA Healthcare System. We do have exciting news to share if you haven't seen it already. As many of you know, our Yuma CDOC is a very distant, our furthest west clinic. So
Maria, it's not coming through yet. Your screen share. Are the others able to see? We're not here. The screen share, it's blank on our end. Is anyone else able to see? No, okay. You aren't either.
Let me see what's going on. Still not able to see it?
Nope, just came up. Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It just came in. Okay.
There it is.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. All right, let's start with the first really exciting update for our Yuma clinic. It is due for replacement, and we were able to partner with Onvita Health, which is the largest healthcare system out in the Yuma community. And they will be building our leased building for the Yuma CBOC replacement. So it'll be a 30,000 square foot facility with the most up-to-date designs up to VA standards. And it'll be VA staffed. They'll just be building that building, and they're hoping to get that accomplished by the end of next summer, if not sooner. And again, we'll be in full charge of it. It's just a great partnership from an infrastructure and building lease perspective. Any immediate questions on that? I know it's a little bit different than what most leases have been in the past, but any quick questions on the Yuma clinic? Okay. And then we have the clinic lab hour. So we're also happy to announce that at each of the CBOCs at the various times that are listed in the newsletter, most from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., staffers at 7:30. Again, they have one team. But, yes, lab draws with certain limitations and collections and stool drop-offs will be open during those lab times just for walk-ins. So no appointments needed, just a drop-in for those lab services. Okay. Great. And then some other exciting news. Every year, our community living center, that's the VA's nursing home, we had our annual third-party site survey, and really exciting. We achieved a zero-finding survey, both in there was no clinical findings and no life safety findings. So really want to congratulate the staff. That's the picture of the day staff and the evening staff. Really a great achievement that they've done and been able to sustain that into this year. Okay. We've also hit 21,000 veterans enrolled for our Tucson site. So that's our market here. It's the Million Veterans Program is the largest health research, one of the largest health research programs across the country. It includes genome projects and clinical research studies. And so it was great to reach that milestone of over 20,000 and 21,000 veterans strong in our Tucson program specifically. So those are the newest updates from last month's. We're still looking for volunteer drivers for Sierra Vista and Yuma. And then I'm still promoting the refill app. And definitely, if you haven't gotten your vaccinations and want them, again, please walk into any CBOC for either the COVID or influenza vaccination. Okay. Sorry, don't want to make you dizzy. We did have a busy month in November, and many of you were part of the events that we did hold or took part of in the community, including the El Toro de Tucson 3-day expo and the Hope in the Park event. We were able to register a good number of veterans to healthcare or to other services with our community partners. Of course, there was a lot of events around Veterans Day. And like I said, many of you were part of some of our activities. As usual, we had the Falcon Marching Band of the Catalina Foothills come and play for our Community Living Center residents and employees. We also had the Marine Corps birthday cake cutting ceremony. So again, thank you for those who were able to attend from this body. It was an honor to meet Marine Groves and cut the cake. And celebrate with all the Marines. OK. Okay. We did get a generous donation from the Southern Arizona Walmart region to our Fisher House. And I think many of you have seen our Fisher House. It's the comparable program like Ronald McDonald House, but for veterans. And it's run by the Fisher Family Foundation. But Southern Arizona Walmart decided to donate $20,000 to their foundation for us specifically here in Tucson. So we thank them for that. And our renovations are ongoing, making a lot of progress. So again, really appreciate the continued patience from our veterans and caregivers using the alternative entrances into Building 80 to get to the Agave Clinic. If you come onto campus anytime soon, you'll see that we have poured the cement on the ceiling structure over the ED, so it's looking more like an actual structure. So all of the projects are progressing forward in a timely manner. So that ends my formal update, but does anyone have any questions or clarifications that I can provide? I think Lorraine's hand is raised. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This is Lorraine Obregon, VAC Secretary and Gold Star Mother. I just had a kind of like a light bulb moment when you were speaking, and I haven't heard anything of Southern Arizona Veterans Affairs providing infusion therapy, like for RA, rheumatoid arthritis, dementia, osteoporosis. You know, they use Prolia a lot for that. There's also migraines and MS therapy, because there's a lot of that that's associated. Are veterans receiving some kind of infusion therapy based on their diagnosis, and where would that be? Do you do it there, or do you, like, contract out?
Yeah, we have an infusion clinic for cancer treatment, but I don't know in particular to those therapies. If we can, if someone can send specifically the ones that you were listing, and I can check in on that and then also provide that information if we do offer it specifically, where you all can inquire about that. But if I could get that specific list, Lorraine, that would be happy to bring that back to the group.
Sure, because I know we do a lot of Leqembi, and one thing that some of these veterans are saying is that they haven't been able to get that therapy with the VA, so I'm going to put together a list of drugs that we use for our therapy and see if maybe you can expand it or provide it for them so that they don't have to pay out of pocket. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, let me inquire on that. Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. And if I don't see you, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Maria. Okay, so our next guest, Matt Lanxess from City Tucson Veterans Office.
Hello, and good evening, everyone. So from the Military and Veterans Program here at the City, transition program that is SkillBridge continues to be a popular and growing program. We had 13 transitioning service members last year, 16 this year, already coordinating another 5 for 2027 right now. So that program continues to be very popular. Our Veterans Employee Resource Group continues to partner with the Arizona Department of Veterans Services, as well as the Southern Arizona VA Healthcare System. And we will have an enrollment and eligibility and BSO meeting where folks who are employees of the City of Tucson can get connected with resources, help with VA claims, as well as enter into VA healthcare, and that'll be in mid-January. And so we continue to support the employees of the city through various collaborations. And, yeah, so just trying to do great things. And we were this year, I don't think I briefed this last time I was here. We are officially partnered with the Army PACE program to help transitioning service members, those who are in ROTC, members of the National Guard and Reserve, as well as we became official partners with the Military Spouse Employment Partnership Program. And so we are, the City of Tucson is official partners with both of those and work to help support military spouse employment as well as transitioning service members. So pending your questions.
Your event last year, or this year, I think it was, where you had the claims. I heard that y'all were actually initiating and starting claims that day.
They were connecting with the VSOs. Any that could start claims and had brought their paperwork started that, and we got people enrolled in not only VA healthcare, but also programs within the VA, whole health, women's health, mental health, and whole health and eligible enrollments, women's health and mental health. Yeah. So people were able to learn more about those programs and they actually enrolled. So yes, we supported both the healthcare and the claims process. And that same type of event is what will be held in January.
No, that's excellent. So if your folks, you know, when you're sending out that information, make sure they come with their paperwork and they can start them off right then and there. So thank you for that, Matt.
Absolutely.
Any questions?
So this is Terry Byron. If they have an existing claim?
So the VSO will help support. They can look up to, a certain extent where the current status of the claim is. But if someone wanted to add to a claim and they're not 100% or they wanted to add something else, the VSO could also help them as well, yes.
Awesome.
And when you have that flyer or the date and everything, please send it to us.
I'll send it to you, yep.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Matt. So mid-January, everyone. Good to see you. That'll be right around the corner before we know it. But I heard really good news about your last one, too, so.
Thank you. The priorities.
All right. I don't think we have any of our other guests on the line. Oh, Lorraine, I'm sorry. You have your hand up.
Yes, thank you. I would like to ask a gentleman, and again, this is Lorraine Obregon, just to clarify, I know that there was an HR bill that we worked on as far as disabled American veterans that would help the veterans in a situation where the VA was denying their claims because they missed an exam or they missed something. Are we specifically talking about those two? Because that was to help them initiate the processing of a claim without denying their benefits. Do you know if that's kind of something that's happening? Because a lot of the claims were denied because they missed an exam.
So from my perspective and what I do is I help connect the people to the resource. So to me, that would be the conversation between the individual, their VSO, or the individual and the VA. But I can absolutely help facilitate that through the help of a VSO. We're supported by the Arizona Department of Veterans Services. That's the VSO that comes to our events. And so their Southern Arizona Regional VSO supplies us with one of their local VSOs. And so that's something that I can look into if you want to send me an email or shoot it over to Rosie, and then I can look into that. But I haven't heard anything specific to what you just stated.
Yeah, send over that information to us, Lorraine, too, so we can use our channels, our connections, reach out to our representatives to help push for that, too. So
sure, because it was an HR Bill 2137, and then there was HR 1578, which also delegated information for claimants that who were unrepresented by a VSO. So I'm just kind of wondering where are we at with that. But I will send it over to you.
Thank you for that.
Yep, thank you.
Anything else? All right. So we'll move on to item 4, approval of our legal action report. Do we have any questions or comments on the report?
This is okay. Terry Byron. I make a motion to accept.
Okay. Second.
I will second that, Bruce Hayes.
Thank you, guys.
William Burks.
Yes.
Terry Byron.
Yes.
John Curtis?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Rocio Carey?
Yes.
Marcia Woyer?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Tom Tunks? And Alan Young?
Yes.
Passes 10-0.
Now on to treasurer's report. Do we have any questions? Or Terry, go ahead with if you have updates. I think you're still on. Yeah, you're still on.
So
Liz.
Yeah, I'm not driving anymore, so I'm good. So beginning balance was $3,037.72. We had an expense of a pallet of water for the military lounge of $191.52, leaving a balance of, that's not right, $2,846.20. So I need to amend the report because there's a typo.
Okay. All right. Other than the typo, any other questions or comments on that? Okay. Get first on that to accept. Do we need to accept if she needs to make an amendment just to a typo? Can we accept it still? Or should we wait?
Yeah, we'll wait then.
Okay.
Until we get there.
All right. So we'll wait on accepting it until those edits are done. All right. Yes, Terry? Was that you, Terry?
No, I just said very good.
Okay. All right. Item six, committee reports. We'll start with the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery. And do you have any updates for us, madam?
Yes, I do. The cemetery recently had an inspection that looked at three different areas, two areas scored 100% and one area scored 98%. The bad news is there was a big break-in. Somebody
sounds real muffled, Ann.
Oh, right.
Sorry about that.
Did you hear about the inspection?
Okay, inspection. Okay, I hear that. Okay. No,
So there was an inspection that covered three areas. Two areas received a score of 100%, okay, and one area was at 98%. The bad news is there was a break-in recently. The big tractor that the cemetery has was stolen, gasoline siphoned out of the vehicle, a trailer with a lot of equipment was also stolen. But the good news is they recovered the tractor. If there was a little bit of damage and some of the accompaniments with the tractor were damaged. The trailer was recovered, but most of the small equipment pieces of equipment like shovels and stuff were stolen. So there were cameras all over the place, so they actually have a picture of the guy, and they believe he may be the one who broke in about a year and a half ago. So the police are hopeful that they can find the guy. So that's all I have.
Thank you for that update, Ann. Any support, help that you need, please reach out to us.
This is Terry Byron. I have a question because I saw a post on Facebook that the forklift was missing, and so they were looking to borrow a forklift for Wreaths Across America. Do you know if that got taken care of?
Yes, they're borrowing one from the Marana Cemetery, who's been very supportive in anything missing. So the Veterans Cemetery is receiving support from the local city. Actually, I think as far as the forklift goes, they won't have one for Wreaths Across America, but they have a plan on how to handle it.
When is the Wreaths Across America event?
Well, at all cemeteries, it'll be this Saturday at 10 o'clock. And something new I just learned, apparently if you're a family member, you can lay your wreath at 9 to be ahead of whatever crowd is putting up the wreath. And as I understand, that's actually a nationwide thing. So 10 o'clock for the general public to assist in laying wreath, 9 o'clock for family members who want to go to specific places.
Thank you for letting us know. Yes, sorry.
Yes, I just wanted to chime in on that one, if you don't mind, Lorraine Obregon, VAC Secretary and Gold Star Mother. So I'm a sponsor at Holy Hope, and we don't have a 9 o'clock. We get there early to prep. Everybody, all of our service and the entire event, it starts at 10. and it's not exclusive to family members only. So we work together with all the groups, and I know each cemetery, they probably have their own logistics with that, but I had not heard that Wreaths Across America was going to do that as across the board. It might be something that they elected at your cemetery, but not something of a standard that we do for Wreaths Across America. I've been doing it since my son died, and he died July 4th of 20. So my first one was December of 20, and then all the emails that they sent me, they've never sent anything about 9 o'clock only. So I think it's exclusive to that cemetery.
Well, from what I've heard, it's people who want to go to specific grave sites. Because I know when I did this, they did release people who had a specific grave site. But by the time I got to it, somebody had already just laid someone down anonymously. So. You know, different cemeteries, maybe. I've only been to the East Lawn one. I haven't actually been to the one up in East Lawn. It's the first I've ever heard of it.
Thank you for that information there. Lori, did you have anything else?
No, ma'am, I was just, it just kind of caught my attention on that because we, as to honor our fallen soldiers, regardless if it happened in combat or whatever mode of death is, we always have the ceremony, posting of colors and everything else before we lay the wreath. So, you know, I guess, you know, it's up to the coordinator, I guess, in each circumstance, but it's always best to acknowledge them. I wish we had enough to cover all of them, but that's our goal, is one day have enough wreaths to cover all the graves. But thank you for that, Anne.
All right, so now item 6B, the Arizona Department of Veterans Services. Terry, do we have any updates from Tubby or anyone else there?
I do not. I am working with a new staff member to try and get somebody to join the VAC or at least be able to provide reports. So working on it.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Terry. And do you have an update on the military lounge and Operation Exodus? I know you heard about, or you talked about the water pallet for them.
That's Terry. You said Anne. So it's Terry. It's Terry. So good news. I spoke with the person that took over James Robertson's position. Her name is Nicole Valencia, and we spoke. She sent an email, and I'll forward it out. But I believe me and Bruce will be able to handle the Costco run on the 19th to deliver just snacks. They're changing the protocol at the airport is changing, and so we're not going to be able to provide any beverages for them because it has to be pre-security, not post-security. So they wouldn't be able to carry any of the beverages larger than 8 ounces through the, or 3 ounces through the, through security. So we do have that scheduled for the 19th. So we will take pictures like we did last year of the delivery, and hopefully we'll get Nicole to join in and be able to tell us how many visitors they have at the lounge, et cetera.
Thank you for that, Terry. And then four chaplains for 2026.
So the four chaplain flyer, I've sent it out. It is February 1st at 1 p.m. And anybody wanting to place a wreath, please reach out. I'll send the flyer out again for distribution to any and all organizations, so please share it far and wide. We'd love to have a big crowd. I want to say I spoke to the band already and have them secured. I just need to secure the porta potty, and Dignity Memorial will provide coffee and cake after the ceremony as usual.
Excellent. Any questions for me? So now item 7, social media presence. Terry and the others that have been posting on our VAC Facebook page, thank you for that. And don't forget not just to sending it, you know, over to Francisco and Amari to distribute those flyers. We also have that Facebook page for you guys to also post whatever your groups are also doing, not just the VAC and stuff too, so we can help get that information out there. Any questions or comments on that? All right. Outreach to the mayor and council. I got my notes here. It looks like our new representative was sworn in. I know that was a question that you brought up, Lorraine, last time for Grijalva. Adelita, right? She was sworn in. Any questions, comments, anything that y'all want to either send up questions to the mayor and council or have we heard back? Did we send up any letters?
Is that the email that we had CC'd you on and we didn't?
Yeah, we invited them, but no response. But we'll continue. I did get permission to continue inviting them, so hopefully the respondent went.
Okay. Lorraine, you still had a question.
Yes, I do have a question, and thank you, Chair, for that. Aunt Lorraine Obregon again, VAC Secretary and Gold Star Mother. Well, perhaps I think it would be a good idea. I don't know if we'd get anywhere. We're kind of an impasse, as you know, in Congress. But I think it would be a good idea to invite Adelita just so that maybe we can get our voice for VAC. I don't know if she would maybe have – I know she's really good friends with the mayor because they go out to dinner and things like that, but that's a side, separate conversation. But I thought it would be good to see if maybe we can connect that way and bring up some of these things that we can get some more community involvement. Maybe, I'm not sure what, but I think it would be a good idea to invite her or maybe a representative at some point. We're talking about close of the year, and then we have a course next year, so I'm hoping she does come into town that she can make a little time to Zoom in with us. So whoever, maybe somebody at the city clerk's office can invite her and see if she can attend.
So again, this goes back. You guys can create a letter. You guys can send us anything that you want to for us to distribute and forward. I don't know how it works with her since we don't work for that office like we do the mayor, but like I said, you guys can write a letter. We didn't receive a letter from you guys last time either. We sent the invite to the mayor ourselves with management permission. So you guys can generate a letter, get it to us, and then we can get permission from management.
Okay, and thank you for that. Pardon me for interrupting. So for clarity, because I did not know we had to go specifically other than tell you that we had to write a letter, because I can do that tonight and email it to you. I thought we just had to notify you, and then you would take the liberty of then following through with that. But you're saying we can absolutely write you a direct letter? And myself as a secretary, I can go to you about different issues and say, here's the letter that I put up. I can CC my chair, and do I need approval for my chair, or can I just send them to you directly?
That's 100% to you guys. That would be more your call if you want to see the letter or email before they send it to city clerk's office. That's up to you guys. That's what we said last time. We haven't received any formal letters or emails from you guys to forward and distribute to mayor and council, but if you guys send that to us, we'll definitely get permission from management and get those distributed. Okay.
The first year that I did that, I did directly write the letters and I sent them out before you came on board, and then, you know, I was told that we have to go through the clerk. So, okay, so for clarity, it's okay to have that. I'll run it through my chair and everybody else on this committee, and then we'll send it to you. How's that? Is that okay?
And I believe Terry has letterheads and everything, too, all ready for you. Okay. Thank y'all for that. And thank y'all for clarifying for us, too. Okay. All right. So back fundraising strategies. Terry, I know you worked on the one for February. My brain right now.
Yep. February 15th, the wine for – I forget what I called it, but I've sent that out. I'll send it again. Not really selling tickets at this time, and I've reached out to a person that does box charcuterie boards that We may need to update the flyer and have it say like $35, and they get the charcuterie board, and then they get all the wine tasting at the same time. So it's in process for the food, but at this point, $25 gets you a wine tasting, and we get, I believe, $13 of that, or maybe it's just 10, I forget, that we get back. So the more people we have show up with the flyer, the better off we are. So I will clarify that further in email.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Terry. Any questions for anyone? All right. The Veterans Day Parade Memorials.
So this is Terry Byron. The Veterans Day Parade, we're proud. The foundation is proud to say that through the hard work of one of our members, they got a lot of donations from a lot of different car dealerships around town. We actually covered the expenses of the parade. Desert Diamond donated monies that covered the cost of the golf carts and the golf carts and the porta potties, and then we got other donations through the dealership, so that was really good. And then an update on the memorials. Vietnam Veterans of America are moving forward with installing their the Vietnam Veteran 107 from Pima County Memorial at the Kino Veteran Memorial Park, and we'll see what happens with Mosaic Quarter after that. But I will turn that over to Al Young and about the memorials, and I've got to bounce. So everybody have a Merry Christmas.
And thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry. So Alan Young here. I am very pleased to announce that a year ago, July, I went before the Board of Supervisors with concern for the Veterans Memorial Plaza, the Gold Star Mom Park at Aviation and Ritchie was vandalized. All of the bronze copper medallions were stolen, and the thieves made their ways to the Korean War Memorial there at Keno Stadium and did the same thing there. I went before the Board of Supervisors asking who was responsible. I started with the city. The city said it was not them. Pima County said, yes, they are responsible for both of those locations, and they assured me that they would make them right. It took until November of this year, but all of the medallions at both locations have been replaced with granite, etched granite medallions. Huge success. At one of the meetings that I was at, Frank Knott is the CEO for the Mosaic Quarter project that's going in on the opposite side of I-10 there from Keno Stadium. And he said that he wanted to do something for us. So we pitched the idea that maybe we move the memorial, the Gold Star Family Mother, Gold Star Family Memorial especially, from Aviation and Ritchie, because it's not in the best neighborhood, as anyone is familiar with that area. Long story short, they obligated to try to do something to help us as the veterans of Pima County to do that. We were in communication with them regularly up until about March of this year. And they, Frank had said he had to cancel a meeting, and that was the last we had heard from him. So I have been in contact with Sarah Horvath, who's the director of Keno Sports Complex, and expressed the concern. We actually presented a certificate of appreciation from the American Legion to Sarah and her crew for all of their work in restoring the memorials. And subsequently, I will be going before the Board of Supervisors this Wednesday on the 16th to present a similar certificate of appreciation to the Pima County Board of Supervisors for their efforts in restoring the memorials. And I just recently got a voicemail from Sarah, who said she met with Mr. Knott, and he said, please reassure the veterans of Pima County that they have not forgotten about us, which was our concern. because we hadn't had any reply and we're thinking maybe we've fallen off of their radar. But he assured Sarah to tell me and for me to share with the veteran community they're still on board and they intend to move forward with that project. So a huge success for the veteran community in Pima County when this comes to fruition.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And, you know, on behalf of all of our representatives and stuff here, you know, that was definitely heartbreaking for us to hear what had happened. Not just, you know, them also fixing the plaques, you know, recovering a few that they were able to recover, but also refreshing and cleaning up the areas that these plaques and stuff were at, you know, to kind of hear that of all of our memorials, you know, even our Gold Star one was neglected even prior right. to the vandalism and stuff. So thank you for stepping in for us and getting that all squared away for us.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on that, you guys? Okay. All right. We already did item 11. So on to public notice statement, item 12. You have any questions or comments, or what do we need to do, I guess, on ours, just to make sure that we're posting publicly our meetings, right?
Oh, this is to see if you guys would like to continue the same schedule for 2026, if you guys still want to do the second Wednesday at 6 p.m. We're just voting on that to see if we want to keep it the same or if, you know, it'd be easier to change and if we want to continue a hybrid.
Yeah, I kind of like it the way it is, but do we have anyone else that wants to change it or anything? All right, so we'll keep hybrid.
Okay, exactly same
time and date. Yeah.
I'll do a roll call so we can vote on that, and we'll make that official. William Burks.
Yes.
Thank you. Terry's off. John Curtis.
Yes.
Thank you. Bruce Hayes.
Yes.
Thank you. Ann Paulus.
Yeah.
Thank you. Rocio Carey.
Yes.
Marcia Woolheater?
Yes.
You. Lorraine Obregón?
Yes.
You. Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Tom Tunks? Alan Young?
Yes.
All right, passes 9-0. We'll keep the same schedule for 2026.
Wonderful. All right, so item 13, report of the for the good of the order, and we'll just go down roll call, and you can give us your updates, everybody.
William Burks.
I don't have anything.
John Curtis.
Not at this time, thank you.
Bruce Hayes.
I will let the chairperson do the announcement this month.
Ann Hollis.
No update.
Rocio Carey.
Yes, so a few updates. So from the Women's Memorial, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do this year was to obviously surpass the amount of women that we registered with our memorial last year. So last year we had 221 women registered with the memorial. This year we surpassed that with 319. They were kind of giving away little awards, so to speak, and we kind of made the bronze award for the status. We surpassed 280s for the bronze status and stuff. So thank you to everyone to push, you know, your women vets to share their stories and stuff with our memorial. We really appreciate that. And also, you know, we were heartbroken to lose one of our National Guard female veterans there, Sarah Beckstrom, you know, that was attacked. I'm not sure if y'all know, but the White House actually did half staff for her passing and everything there too. So very heartbroken to lose one of our women out there, service members. Another update that kind of came by my desk is the American Legion Post 109 in Corona del Tucson. They're going to have a cookie exchange for their women vet support group is kind of kicking off. And it'll be from 1 to 3 on the 13th of December, so this weekend. And the only thing is just to bring a dozen cookies. Also, holding the Hope Peer Support Group, they're going to be helping support some of that women's support group from the post there, 109. but their own group holding the hold. They're going to have an open house on Saturday, December 20th, 10 a.m. to noon. It's going to be kind of a holiday party open house, and it is a bring a friend event. And they will be having their session also December 22nd, 23rd, I think it was. I think they were going to do it maybe like a day before because of the holidays. So I apologize. We didn't have the updated flyer and stuff to send out and everything yet. And that's it for me.
Marcia William.
I have nothing to report, but I'd like to wish everybody a great happy holiday and safe New Year.
Were y'all needing something? You said blankets or something? Or y'all were collecting?
Well, yes. Esperanza Escalanza, I do things for our American Legion. Our American Legion's Auxiliary 132. And and I work with Mr. Balderrama at Pima One Stop. So between those two, I pick up clothes and when I was out at Esperanza Esconza, they said that they needed blankets, warm clothing for both men and women, as well as hygiene. Yes, and emphasize on the warm clothing. But they take like hats, shoes, gently used gloves, things like that. Sometimes they'll take stuff for that they do. They're still working on transitional housing out there. So basically, the way they told it to me is anything that fits in like a studio apartment, that kind of furniture or lamps or dishes or stuff, they'll take that too. And what I do for all the groups that I work with, if you want to collect them and bring them to our meeting once a month, I'll be glad to take them out there. Or you can just take, does everybody know where Esperanza Escalanza is? If you go down, straight down, Alvernon Way and past the base, I think it's Wetmore that it's on.
Bipolar, yeah.
Yeah, and you turn right, and it's kind of hard to miss, because if you go around, you go around the great big curve, but if you miss it, you will immediately see all the white Navy airplanes out there. I thought I got lost, because I went out there, and I was like, what the heck? Because stuff is kind of growing up, but they have lunch from 12 to 1, so from like 8 in the morning to like 3 in the afternoon, excluding lunch, they'll take all the donations.
Wonderful. Thank you for that update, Marcia.
Thank you. That's all. Merry Christmas.
Lorraine Obregón.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for your service and your time and dedication. Lorraine Obregón here, VAC Secretary and Gold Star Mother. And thank you for the Esperanza en Escalante. That's at 3700 South Calle Polar. It's for the better of all of us, right, if we want to know, or for the organization, I should say. This Sunday, we as Disabled American Veterans, a couple of us, myself included, are going to be putting on a hot dog grill for the veterans. We're probably going to start getting ready at 12 noon. I should have probably got that a flyer. We didn't do a flyer, but we're going to be there at Escalante, Esperanza en Escalante. And also, please remember and join us for Wreaths Across America. I'm at Holy Hope Cemetery, 10 a.m. There's other cemeteries. I don't know what's close to you. It's such a beautiful and emotional ceremony that it's just, you know, it's something we have to carry on. We have to know that we have a duty to remember these souls that are laying there. They sacrificed their lives and they came home and they're not the same. Or, you know, some of them died in active duty, some by suicide, some by, it's really a gripping, reality of what our service members and women go through, providing, just the benefit of our liberties, you know, that we mustn't forget about them. So that's one thing that I'm going to say that is really important. So there's a Disabled American Veterans at Esperanza en Escalante, 3700 South Calle Polar. It's you can Google it. It's going out by the base. I'm trying to think, you know, it's off of, gosh, I don't remember the directions, but it's way out there off of Gulf Links, and it'll be really worth it for those who want to come and join. I think we'll probably start serving something like about 1-2 o'clock, and then Wreaths Across America. I can't think of anything else other than I would like to see us do a restaurant fundraiser if we can, because everybody loves to eat, and I think that not everyone drinks, at least not myself, and that maybe we like to do something where there's other, you know, tea or whatever available. I think it would be really practical, and I can get that to the chair and see where we can go with that in the new year. And thank you all. Have a Merry Christmas. God bless you all. And be safe. That's the main thing. Happy New Year.
Marlon Ruiz.
Thank you. MOWW is winding down for the holidays to not intrude on personal time with family, friends, and the and their personal schedules. I do want to highlight for the new year, the second week of January, there will be a massing of the colors in the Sahuarita Green Valley area that's south of Tucson on I-19. It is co-hosted between our organization and the Navy JROTC program at that Unified School District. I will be sending out a flyer for that information in due course after the holidays. Other than that, I want to wish all of you a safe holiday season. Thank you for what you're doing. And please be safe out there. A lot of crazies on the road. That's all I have.
And last, Alan Young.
Okay, there we go. So the only thing I would like to add on top of what everyone else has said, please remember if we're doing fundraisers asking for donations for veterans of, clothing and hygiene items, please remember that not all veterans are male. This is one of the things that I have done in the past. I have asked for socks, and all I get is men's socks. And I end up going out and procuring women's socks to donate on top of that. So just please keep that in the back of our minds that we also have female veterans that we need to be taken care of also. Thank you.
Everyone.
Okay. All right. So now item 14, is there any future agenda items you'd like to see on there? Anyone you'd like to see invited, you know, to come and brief us on what they're doing, or anyone else to maybe join? If you want to increase our membership and have more people as part of our committee, don't forget, we can send them an invite and guide them in how to join our board. We could always use more people, rotate through a few more, but not just that, so they can come and share what they're doing in the community so we can support each other too. Anything else? Any ideas for the future agenda items? Okay. All right. So, Bruce, can you lead us out with the benediction, please?
Yes, ma'am. Father, we come to you in your holy and precious name. We thank you for this time of year. You are the reason for the season. We thank you that you place around us a hedge of protection. We thank you that you protect those that are out there on the front lines that are still risking their lives to help protect us, which would include the military and first responders. Father, we just ask you that you protect everybody and let them know that what the real reason for the season is, and we ask this in your mighty name. Amen.
All right, that adjourns our meeting, 7:04. Next meeting is 14 January. Again, it'll be hybrid. Thanks, everyone. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I keep forgetting already, oh, my God.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be safe. God bless everyone. God bless America.
I can't forget New Year.